It's time to bring in Ruth F. Dean from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American and joins us just about every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. Here we are again.
Yeah, rolling through the month. This summer is going awfully...
It always does. Yes, it does. But not too much. Well, there's stuff going on, yeah. But not too many municipal meetings, so gives us a little bit of a break. But we do have the doubleheader tonight in Falls Village. Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen. You're correct. And then tomorrow night we have Board of Selectmen in Canaan. That was changed from last week. So
I think Canaan's Planning and Zoning Commission meets tonight as well. So
right, correct. Yeah. And then you're on Wednesday, Marshall, at the Interlaken. There's going to be a community forum on Lime Rock Park, moderated by you. That's 11 to 1.
Yeah, and Skip will be there to answer questions about Lime Rock Park, about the court case, and about motorsports racing at Lime Rock Park. And because it's lunchtime, and if people want to come and skip lunch to go to this, Kevin Bousquet has decided to put out hors d'oeuvres and refreshments for people. So
you won't
miss lunch. You'll be able to go. Not make political statements, but just ask real questions about Lime Rock Park.
Good. Yes, I think, you know, there are many questions out there floating around, so I think this will be quite informative and a good idea.
So. Yeah, there's just so much, there's so many questions that have been floating around now for so long
right.
that everything kind of gets jumbled in the timeline of what was said when and stuff like that. So
yeah, hopefully. Confusing, and there are several cases going on concurrently, so it's a good idea.
Yeah. I was just going to say, hopefully it will give some sort of linear understanding of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, we have the connectivity meeting in Cornwall, which, as First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said, it focuses on Cornwall, but it certainly is a regional issue, talking about all sorts of things that I sure don't understand, 5G, microcells, all kinds of other technical stuff, but also the effects of towns and the financial effect of not having enough connectivity, which is it's a huge economic development thing in this area, but it's balanced by those who are concerned about the health effects. So that should be interesting. And on Friday, I just got word there's going to be a rally. Did you hear that?
No, is this the rally against Region 1?
Marshall, no. a rally to protest human detention. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on the green in Salisbury in front of the White Hart.
No, but you think I'm kidding. No, there are actually parents that are putting together a rally to protest against the superintendent.
Really?
It's in the early formative stages,
okay.
But I saw it posted by four or five different people on Facebook.
Well, first you can go to the rally for the human detention, and then after that.
Well,
you did not jest. Sorry.
No. What all I'm saying is you should get your rally calendar in shape.
There you go.
I didn't even start this one. I just
can't blame you on this one.
Not this one.
Yeah. For those folks who don't know, there has been controversy over. Well, Region 1 is often our controversial topic.
It's our controversial piñata.
Yeah.
But human detention is good, seeing as we carry the most prisoners of any country in the world. So.
Or is this? Yeah, no, it's true. Huh? And the industrialized, I hate this, but the big business of prison is people. You're going to turn a profit.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
There has been lots of activity with the boards of education on the contract extension for the superintendent, and that's why there's all this controversy.
That's it.
And on Sunday the 14th, the Jack Ears will be hosting a huge, huge, I understand, party. It's their annual FFA BOAG party, but this year they'll be wishing Karen Davenport and Mark Burdick farewell on their retirement. So I'm sure there'll be a large crowd out there for that.
And also Sunday is the Falls Village Car Show.
Of course, a car show.
The biggest little car show in the country. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, in the littlest town. And,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that should be incredible once again, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger. So get there early, folks, because you have to park practically in Canaan.
Now, if you have to park far away, they do have golf carts and shuttle, and they shuttle people back and forth to cars, so don't worry about that. And once you're shuttled into town, it's a very easy walk around the beautiful sidewalks that were put in years ago.
Yeah.
It's a very easy walk around town. But also, you know, and these folks are smart to do this. The DM Hunt Library have their big tag sale at the Center on Main also on Sunday.
So you have to go right past it.
Yeah.
Right.
And while the guys and some of the gals who like cars are there, all the wives will be going to that
tag. Going to the tag sale.
But there's
very
also a lot of
planning.
There's nonprofit.
Yeah.
There's
amazing, though, to see just miles and miles and miles of cars along Main Street, Railroad Street, all the way up.
Every street in Falls Village has antique cars on them. And what's great about it is there's a lot of vendor booths set up, and a lot of them are public service booths. You know, they're not just people selling food and stuff like that. It really is an amazing event.
Yeah, the Jacobs have done an incredible job, really have, in promoting this and putting it on. So kudos to them. Yes. Will you be broadcasting from there?
We will see. It all depends what the schedule looks like for me personally, but it does look like there's a potential for that, and it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, when you look at what's going on this week, it wraps up on Sunday. You have the concerts also in Canaan at the Union Depot.
Yes, stopped in last night. It was charming. It's just lovely. Yep.
You've also got Divas.
And you have the Divas opening up on Friday and running Saturday.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. Yeah. What a group.
Saturday,
unbelievable group. Yeah.
And you also have the concerts in Sharon on Wednesday, and then the concerts on Thursday in North Canaan and Kent, which are all free.
All free. It's just wonderful. It really is. And Wanda Houston's going to be appearing in several of them, which is fabulous. And she's also a diva. So we're very lucky, yes.
She's a diva in a good way.
Yes.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with being a diva.
A member of Michael Berkeley's a divas.
No, diva's a diva. Michael Berkeley's a divo.
You know, right.
Now, they've got the poster out. You know how many divas that there are? I mean, they got like 20 divas.
I know. I just
there's
saw them last
demand.
Night. Fabulous. That's great. Yeah, wonderful. So we don't have to be stuck in too many meetings, but we certainly have a lot of good entertainment and good things and recreational things going on. But we never know what will pop up, do we?
No.
We never do.
There is a meeting. Oh, by the way, there is a meeting, and I might have to cover this. And that is the special meeting on Wednesday of the All Boards Committee. They are having a meeting, and at that meeting on Wednesday, I want to make sure it's Wednesday. At that meeting on Wednesday, let me hang on a second here.
I thought it was the 11th.
Let's see here.
I'm not sure.
Wednesday is the 10th. I think it's the 11th. I could be wrong. We're going to see here.
Yeah. Double check that. I neglected to mention that. Yep.
No, it's not the 11th, so it's got to be the 10th, right?
Okay.
Let me see here. I thought it was the 10th, but I could be wrong. Well, I know I have to cover a meeting this week because it involves the superintendent, but also it involves public access television.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The schools are going to finally get on their off their high horse, and I think try to appoint people from each school, which meant to be on the Cable Advisory Commission, which has nothing to do with me, and then hopefully the towns will get off their lazy rear ends and do the same thing, because we have not had a Cable Advisory Committee for the past 2 years.
Now that you mention it, I hadn't heard about them. Yeah, you're right. So. Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll check that out, and you'll let people know which date it is.
I'll try to. I mean, I thought I had it. I thought because Mike said to me, Marshall, you really should be at this meeting. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. Okay, it is coming up July 11th, ABC Committee special meeting.
Yeah, what time? It was the 11th.
7 o'clock.
We're in our summer mode, you can tell, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
a little bit, you know, relax. Relax.
What happens? So, that's right.
Yeah. Okay,
right,
it is
Ruth.
The 11th. Yeah,
it is the 11th.
It's central office.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Just what I want to do.
Yeah, okay. You got it just before Friday, and you got it just before Saturday.
Saturday. Busy, busy.
Ruth, we will speak to you next week.
Onward and upward, guys.
All right. Take care.
Have fun. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.